Morning, Boker Tov. Today's daf is Yevamos Daf Ayin Tes. Yevamos Daf Ayin Tes. So, Grace Yashkech again to Rabbi Yehuda Aryeh and to Rabbi Elazar for covering in my absence. I believe Rabbi Yehuda Aryeh left off at the top of Ayin Tes Amud Aleph, right up to date. Second line. We're going to pick it up actually from the last line of Ayin Ches Amud Beis. Today's Amud Aleph is really focused on the Mishnah that said that Mamzerim and Nesinim, the Issers, Israelim, were focused on the Isser of Nesinim. What was the context behind it? David Melech was Geizer. The Mar Zayas was David Melech was not Moshe, was not Yeshua. Towards the Bava Damid, we're going to have a whole kind of a God to style Gemara explaining the story. The Nesinim already started yesterday towards the end of the Daf. So the Gemara gets the conversation. We're going to pick it up from the last line of the page, last five words of the page, to be exact, of Ayin Ches Amud Beis. But just to get our bearings, the Gemara had been discussing that there was a famine in the times of David Melech, and he was trying to figure out those 3 years of famine, what was the reason by the famine. The first year he thought maybe it was a Avodah Zarah. He realized it can't be that. They were Badak, and they were Nimtza, that the Beisol, Baruch Hashem, were not being Avodah Zarah. He thought maybe it was Nus. They weren't being promiscuous in Nus either. They thought maybe it was people making Nidurim, pledges, Berabim, and not keeping the pledges they made Berabim, and they realized it wasn't that either, until he came across the Pasuk, which described that when Shaul HaMelech was killed, well, Shaul HaMelech first killed out Naiv Ir HaKayinim, who lent support to the Gevayim with the wood, the Vasa Shlepers and the wood choppers. They would bring the water and the wood to the base of Mikdash. Naiv Ir HaKayinim was where they had in the city of Naiv. They were supporting the Kahanim. They were supporting the Kahanim with their Avaida, and the Kahanim were therefore supporting them with food and drink. When Shaul HaMelech killed out Naiv Ir HaKayinim, the reason why he killed him out, of course, was because he felt that they betrayed him by hosting David when David was running away from Shaul. So when Shaul HaMelech killed him out, it led to the Gevayim being without their sustenance, without their support. That was number one. Well, that was actually number two in the pasuk. And number one was Shaul himself was killed and didn't get a proper hesped. So it was because of the lack of hesped for Shaul and because of Shaul's killing out and harming, killing out the Naiv, Erekainim, which harmed the Gevayim, which is the Nesinim. Because of those two things, that's why the famine came about. That's what David Melech discovered in the, that's what the pasuk explains. So a couple of points on this before we read the Gemara. Why was we're focused on Shaul killed out Naiv Ir HaKayinim, which lent support to the Gevayim, and therefore they're Netamim Matzav. What about the killing of Naiv Ir HaKayinim? Why would that not be the reason for the punishment? So on that, the Pirusha Rif says that killing out Naiv Ir HaKayinim was the reason why Shaul was killed himself. Shaul was killed for killing Naiv Ir HaKayinim, so kind of the punishment for that was already meted out. It was the indirect effect which happened to the Nesinim, to the Gevayim. That's what was being the Kali Sol is being held accountable for right now. That's the Pirush Rif. The Aruch Haner has a very interesting idea which really relates to the upcoming Gemara. The Aruch Haner explains that there's a concept of a person does something direct. He does it directly with his own hands. And there's a concept of a person does something negative, could be positive too, but our context is focused on negative. He does something which is Aide Shtiach. We know there's a cloud called Ein Shtiach Dvar Avera. However, even though the Kali Shtiach Dvar Avera tells us, that's only from a regular full-fledged punishment. But Dina Zuta, a small din, there still is B'dei Shemayim for a Shlich Tvar Avera. So going back to this case, Shaul HaMelech ordered the Naiv Ir HaKayinim should be killed out. And he's being punished. Shaul HaMelech, Klal Yisrael, is being held accountable now for the Gevayim that were in an indirect collateral damage from Naiv Ir HaKayinim being killed out. Why? Sarach HaNer, unbelievable. Because both of these were done by Dei Shlich. Interesting that when a king commands his army to his people to kill someone out, that's considered Aide Shliach. But okay, he considered Aide Shliach. Both were considered Aide Shliach. However, Naiv Ir HaKayinim, and because both are Aide Shliach, they're still subject to the Dina Zuta. However, there's a separate concept, when it comes to Bidei Adam, there's no such thing as Mechila. You can't be Mechila. If Reuven damages Shimon, harms Shimon, if he hits him, if he kills him, Besen can't say, Shimon's family's Mechil, we're not going to kill Reuven. He has to be killed. Bidei Shemayim is a concept of Mechila. Naiv Ir HaKayinim, they were Mechil. They were Meichel, what ultimately what Shaul HaMelech did, they were Meichel, and therefore even the Dina Zuta, which is B'dei Shemayim, the Dina Zuta wasn't meted out. Whereas the Gevayim, we're going to see in this Gemara very clearly, they were not Meichel, they wanted a pound of flesh for what happened. They demanded blood for what happened because they were Meichel. Therefore, there was still a punishment. There was still an issue with the Gevayim, and therefore there was the pasuk describes that was the cause of the famine. So it's interesting that even though the Naiv Ir HaKayinim were hurt much more, they were actually killed, but it was indirect. Aide Shliach Shol did it, and therefore it's Nitan to only Dina Zuta, Bide Shabayim, and Mechila would help, whereas Gevainim, they weren't Meichel, and therefore Mechila didn't help. Okay, interesting ideas from the Achaner, from the Pirish Rif. Back at the Gemara. So Amar David, last word of the page, Eichas Amaze. David says, so we got two issues over here. We have the issue that Shol didn't get a proper Espen, and we have another issue of the Gevainim having Tainus. Amar David, Shol, Nafkulu, top of Shol, we can't fix it. It's 12 months since he's died, and after 12 months, you cannot have a hesped anymore. Jump into Tap Rashi. Love Dafka. That wasn't 12 months. The kavush was less than Shannon. It was almost 3 years. When we say 12 months, means it's more than 12 months. It was actually close to 3 years from when this story happened. Remember, there was a famine for 3 years, we said. It was for 3 years. Then from the time Shaul had already died, or close to it, it just means it's already more than 12 months, and more than 12 months, we don't do Hespa. Why not, by the way? Shabash says, next line, Lefi She'ein Der Kavod Lislispayt, Acha Yud Beis Chedesh, why? Keywords, Acha Shenis Kablu, Tanchumim Alameis. The people already have Tanchumim Alameis. We know after 12 months, what's the Lashon Gemara elsewhere? That the Meis is Mishtakeach Menaleiv. It's forgotten for the heart. It doesn't mean Chas V'Shalom, you forget about the deceased relative, you forget about it. It just means it's that same level of acute pain and sar is already gone. So to give hesped then, adrabah, they already accepted tanchumen. They're already in the matzav of getting past it, so to speak. Again, not forgetting, but getting past it. And therefore, to go to hesped now is actually counterproductive. The Reki Ve'eger actually brings an opposite vein. The flip side of this is there's a meaning to put the matzeva up after 12 months. After 12 months, put the matzeva. Some people put up earlier, but there's a meaning to put the matzeva up by 12 months. Why 12 months? Exactly opposite. Because even though by 12 months it's mishtayach min alev, I was saying overall it's a good thing that you still have that acute pain of the loved one that's gone. But on the flip side, you want to make sure that we establish something that the mace will always be remembered. Meaning you don't want the forgetting to be too stark either. So you put the matzeva up at 12 months because to combat this mishtayach min alev. But it's all the same, all based on the same idea. Okay, so what happens? Dovbach says it's not fitting to give a hesped anymore. So that what's gone is gone. We can't fix that. Nesinim, the Gabi, what was done to the Nesinim, Nekrinim and Espaisinim, let's call them and let's appease them. Miyad, right away. Maso Vegra Melech, the Gavayna Vermelem, Maslechem, Uvama Achaper. So Dovbach called the Gavayna and said to them, what can I do for you? How can I get a kapara? Varuchas Lechas Hashem. How can I get a kapara in order to, in order that the Nachas Hashem should get a bracha, we should get rid of this hunger. The Gevurah said, we don't need money, don't give us reparations, we don't want silver or gold and shal, or gets his bias. Vein lanu ish, we don't want to kill someone from amongst Klal Yisrael. So then they're getting ready to what they want. They want blood. We don't want to kill someone from amongst Klal Yisrael. Rather, yitin lanu shiva anashim mebanav v'haikram lashem. Give us 7 people from his house, from Shalmel's house, and let us hang them Lashem. Mipais Vipasinu. David Melch tried to mipais them, to kill 7 people. It was almost terrible. But now you need to kill 7 more people. They did not refuse to accept the appeasement. Amar says David Melch, and here's the key. This is why he was gazer on the Gevain about to marry them. Shloisha Samanim Yesh Bumazu. Klal Yisrael Umazum is Klal Yisrael. There's 3 Samanim that identify Klal Yisrael. What are they? Harachmanim, Vabashanim, Vagamechasim. Klal Yisrael, Harachmanim. They have Rachmanis, they have mercy, Baishanim, they have Busha, and Gavim Chasam, they're full of Gemis Chasadim, Rachmanim, Vichsev, Vinaslacha, Rachmim, Virchamcha, Virbecha. That's, of course, by the Pesukim over there, by the Irinachas, that even though that the first of Bedai, the double Lashem, Vinaslacha, Rachmim, Virchamcha, right? Even though you just killed out of city of people that are doing Irinachas, and which is putting into your system an amida of killing, Akash Baruch will reinsert inside you the midah of mercy, rachmanah. That's our nature. That's part of what we're supposed to be as yidden. By shanim nirsev, by vortiyah yirasai al pneichem. By shanim, like Pasuk says, in order that the yirish be pneichem, yira and busha are all part of the same midah. Having yiras Hashem and having busha relates to proper yira. The Gemara actually tells us. We'll get back. We'll speak for the Mashiach in a minute. But the Gemara tells us in the Darim Daf Ches that when it says on this pasuk, the Marna Darm Dafecha says Zubusha. The Marna Darm is Zubusha. That refers to Busha. It's Marna Darm. Okay. And God Mechasam Nechsev Man Asher Yitzav Espanav Espesai by Avraminu that Akash Baruch Hu commanded, that Akash Baruch Hu said that Avram is going to command his children afterwards that they should do Lasid Stuck or Mishpat. Lashav there is actually Lasid Stuck Mishpat. But we know what does that mean? Stuck or Mishpat means? It means Avraminu was the epitome of Chesed. If you notice, by the way, we pointed out that Avraham is B'nai B'chesed, so we'll speak on Aaron, and the Mashiach says, all 3 of these midas were really inherited from our fathers. forefathers, meaning Yaakov Avinu is having arachmanis, because the pasuk says Kel Shaka Yitin Lecha Rachamim. That's the pasuk by Yaakov Avinu. The pasuk by Yitzchak is, like we just said, Bavur Tia Yiras Al Paneichem, and we know Yira is Yira over there means Busha, and we know that the epitome of Yira was Yitzchak. Pachad Yitzchak. Yitzchak was the epitome of Yiras Hashem. And Avinu, like we just quoted, that by Gemara Chasadim, Lamana Sheitzav Esbanav Esbeisay Achrams, we know that Avinu represented Gemara Chasadim. It's famous. You know, we eat Chesed Avram, we say every day in davening in Valtziyim, right? We know Avinu, of course, represents Chesed. So these midas of Gemara Chasadim of Baishan Rechmanim actually came from Avram Yitzchak. And whoever doesn't have these midas are not fit to be part of Klal Yisrael. And therefore says, David HaMelech, Klishish B'Shlesh Yisrael Malalu, Royally David Ba'umazu. Whoever has these three midas are fit to be connected to Klal Yisrael. Stops there. What's obviously the flip side? Whoever doesn't have these three midas, like these Gevayim that were demanding a pound of flesh, they're demanding actually seven people to be hung as revenge for what happened to them, they are not fit to be worthy to marry into Klal Yisrael. Okay. Says the Gemara now, Vayikach. Now the Maisa, David HaMelech, there was a famine, and it's 3 years of famine. And in order to get rid of it, he had to appease these Gevinim, right? The Nesinim, he had to appease the Gevinim, the Nesinim. So what did he do? He gave into their request. But let's see, Vayikach HaMelech Hashnei Bnei Ritzpa Bas Aya Ashiyod L'Shal Asarmeini. The three Bnei Ritzpa Bas Aya, which was born to Shal, so Shal's grandkids over there, Asarmeini Ves Mifreishes Amifibreishes Ves Hamishes Bnei Michal Bashal Ashod Adriel Ben Brazil Hamachela. So the David HaMelech took the two sons of Ritzpah's Aya, who she gave, Ritzpah, the daughter of Aya, who had given birth to Shaul, Armani and Mephreshes. Those are the two sons, Armani and Mephreshes, and the five sons of Michal Bashal, who she gave birth through Adriel, the son of Brazilite. So 2 + 5, of course, is 7. Now, interesting point for Taisus. Taisus points out, Armani Mephreshes, jump at the top Taisus. There's two Mephibosheths. There's a Mephibosheth that was the son of Yonason. Yonason, of course, was David HaMelech's good friend, best friend. Yonason was the son of Shaul as well. So Yonason had a brother named Mephibosheth, and Yonason himself had a son named Mephibosheth. We'd have coming up in the Gemara. Yonason had a son named Mephibosheth, and Yonason himself had a brother named Mephibosheth, who was the son of Shaul. Says David, says this Mephibosheth was referred to as Mephibosheth, who was Shaul's son, who was also famous, friend of the beginning of Shas and Brachas. What do we have right in the Brachas? Why is Mephibosheth called Mephibosheth? He was Mevayish Pnei David Bahalacha. He was such a Baki. He was David's Rebbe. He was David HaMelech's Rebbe. And he was Mevayish Pnei David Bahalacha. Says Taisa, if I'm reading a time, top line, second line of Taisa now, Duhaya Rabbi, top of the page, Duhaya Rabbi Shel David. This is the Rabbi Shel David, Dom Perkam Brachas, Adav Dalad. Shall he Mevayish Pnei David Bahalacha? Fine. Now, and then go over there, says actually, for God's sake, the name of Mephibosheth Shemai El Ishbal Shemai, right? His name wasn't really Mephibosheth. His name was really Ishbal. Mephibosheth Ben Shaul Nikra Ishbal Devrei Ayamim. Okay, fine. This is David HaMelech's Rebbe. The question, of course, is if he was David HaMelech's Rebbe, how on earth did David HaMelech allow him to be one of the seven descendants of Shaul that were taken to be killed? This is David HaMelech's Rebbe. Taisus says that perhaps go over Friday Taisus. Last word to Taisus, just go to the answer. Yishlem Hashem Abikesh Flaynena. Avad David didn't take it in stride. David begged that he should not be. We'll see. There was a system of the people that were born in front of the Aaron, and the Aaron was killed with them, and that those are the people that were taken to be killed from the descendants of Shaul. But it could be that David HaMelech did beg that Mephibosheth should be spared, and he wasn't successful. He was just like he begged them not to try to kill people in the first place, and he wasn't successful. He begged that Mephibosheth's Rebbe should be spared, and he wasn't successful. But Avadi wouldn't just take in stride that his Rebbe was taken as one of the seven to be killed. Okay. Maisha Hani, why these seven Bechlal? Amar Fun Avim Lefed, Amar, David HaMelech, who gave a right to pick these seven descendants from Shaul? So David passed all the descendants in front of the Aaron, Koshan Kol Tel Miso, whoever the Aaron, like held back from Misa, they were going to die. There's obviously some sort of simon, and that was killing them, and therefore they were Lamisa. Whoever the Aaron wasn't killed, they were spared for life. Master of Chana Barkatina, Bayachim Melech, Mephibosheth Beyenesen. So you see that here's the other Mephibosheth, that David HaMelech had Rachmanis on Mephibosheth Beyenesen Benjal. He had Rachmanis. So you see that it wasn't totally up to the Aaron, because it was up to the Aaron, and how could David HaMelech have Rechmanis on Mephibosheth Ben Yonason, his good friend Yonason's son, Mephibosheth, how could Rechmanis, either the Aaron was killing him, or the Aaron was not killing him, Marisesh Leaviru. His Rechmanis was that he didn't cause him to pass forward in front of the Aron in the first place. Chimas parmesh dover. Could there be like an excuse for showing such a bias, such favoritism? Elishavir v'kolte. The Gemara says you're right. Mifbeishes was also passed in front of the Aron, and the Aron was killed him. Mabikish of rachamim. And on that, David Melch pleaded for rachmanis on behalf of Mifbeishes ben Shaul. Interesting. This is really what Tosfos is asking. What happened to putting Rachmanis on his behalf of his Rebbe Mifibashis? Okay, but he put Rachmanis on behalf of Mifibashis Ben Shaul, who pulled at the Aron after being killed. Like, literally, the simon was apparently like, detained them. After detaining them, it released him. Mifibashis Ben Yenison was released after David's tefillah. Ask the Gemara. No, Akati Masabeh Panish Dover, the other seven that were detained, David HaMelech didn't daven for them to be released. And Mifibashis Ben Yonasi daven, isn't that vital favoritism? Where it says, Elishabikish Rach Mishlek Dero Aron. He davened initially that the Aron shouldn't detain him in the first place. Says the Gemara, Faksiv Le Musa of his period. So the first one explains, so how do we answer the question? He's davening for the son of the other ones, but the first one explained that the davening he did Bitsinah, he could daven for Yonasan's sons more than others. That's not considered an issue. It's if it would be in a public forum, saving one over the other, that would be a problem. But in the Bitsinah, Yonasan was Taka's good friend. Yonasan Yonasan was going to help save him when he eluded Shaul, when he ran away from Shaul. Yonasan was his closest companion, and therefore the fact that he wanted to save Yonasan's son was not considered, as long as it was done privately, David, special tefillah, if Yonasan's son privately, that's okay. It's more in the public forum that would have been considered an issue, and this wasn't in a public forum. It was prior to them being put in front of the Aron. He'd have a special tefillah from Mephibosheth Ben Shaul, and he was saved. And on that, we can go back out to Taisu and understand Taisu better as well. Taisu asks, why did he daven a special tefillah for Mephibosheth, his Rebbe, Mephibosheth Ben Shaul? The answer to Taisu says, he did. He maybe daven for both Mephibosheths. He was answered for one, and it wasn't answered for the other. Okay. Ask the Gemara a general question, a Shas question. We have a klal that the father shouldn't be put to death for the sins of the sons, and really we need that in the pasuk, and the son should not be put to death for the sins of the father, and that's our case over here. It's mutter that eis echas in the Torah should be removed, and not be mechal shem shemayim v'fasya. Meaning, you're right. Even though it seems, the way they explain this is, it seems to the, at least to the naked eye, that is going against the klal, the Torah, the pasuk Torah, about children dying for the chet avos. The first one explained, we could have answered to that as well, but even though to the naked eye, at least it seems that way, still it's mutav that it looks, that's ois achas, seems to be upward from the Torah, as opposed to, by the way, the ois achas, for some versions say it's lav dafka, it's a pasuk. Like Musaf is a bottom, it's a pasuk, ois achas. Okay, others say, no, it is dafka, there's actually, I think, an Aruch Ner, who says ois achas is beautiful, this concept of misa bide shemayim, or misa bide Mises best. One is Yamas with a Vav and one is without a Vav. So the Eis Achas is that it switched from a Mises B'Yishmaim to Mises B'Yadam in order to, that's the Eis Achas being upward for the Torah, in order to appease what? What's the end of the sentence over here? Yisrael Sheshma Fasya. To have this matzav of there being a fast, of there being a Chil Hashem. And the reason for Chil Hashem is because of what had happened to Noiv, Yerkainim, / what happened to the Kavainim. That was a terrible injustice that was going on. So it's better to have kind of an equalizer to get rid of the Chil Hashem, even though it goes against this Aizachas, this Kalam Torah. It says the Gemara, V'tikach Ritzpah, Espas Ayah, Esasak, V'tateo, La'atzur, Metzchil's Katsir, Ad, Nitzach, Mayim, Aleim, Min Hashemayim, L'Nasa, Oif Hashemayim, L'Nuach, Mayim, Aleim, Yemem, Vesachaya, Asada, Aleim. Remember, it was her sons that were taken, Ritzpah, the daughter of Ayah, her sons were taken, so she spent sackcloth over herself and over Rak, and then she made sure to protect the corpses from the water that fell to Shemayim, and didn't allow the birds from Shemayim to go and pick it at night, or the animals to come by day. She basically protected the deceased, these descendants of Shaul that were killed as revenge on behalf of the Gevainim. Why Bechal were they allowed to hang overnight? The pasuk says you shouldn't allow the remains to hang overnight. Same answer. Even though on the face of it seems like it's going against a pasuk in the Torah or Isachas in the Torah, here it's a little hard to explain what the Isachas says. But okay, it's mutav that you should be Eikar Isachas in the Torah, and in order to avoid the those that are passing by and saw these dead corpse that were hanging would say, Mati v'shalim, what's the nature of these? Halom b'nei Menachem, they were told these are the descendants of royalty. They're Shaul's descendants. Umasa, what did they do? They deserve to be killed. Pashat Yam became Gurum. They were pushing their hands in the game Gurum. Let's think about it. Ultimately, on account of whom were they being hung? On account of the Gevainim, on account of the Nasinim, these Gerim, these lowly Gerim. So we call them already Gerim Gurum, these unaccepted Gerim, even though we're saying now that they really were unaccepted by B'shas David. In this story, they became unaccepted, but we'll have to go more a couple lines for now, that they were already unaccepted in times of Mesha, in times of Yeshua. We'll see. So Pashtu came, because the royalty misbehaved with the game Gurim, therefore their descendants were killed. Amru, people say, Ein l'cha umma shirir l'davik b'zu. There's no nation that's fit to connect to as such as this nation, where the justice is so clear that they'll punish the royalty for chopping with the game Gurim. They treat justice to the Bnei Melachim in such a way, so certainly the Hadjaitis will be held accountable for acting properly. And just like they defend the game Gurim, so Yisrael, a regular Yisrael who behaves properly, how much more so are they protected? Miyad, Nitesva Yisrael, Mayav Chamishim Elef. Right away, it was added to Klai Yisrael's numbers, 150,000 Gerim joined into Klai Yisrael, 150,000 Gerim, Vahi, like the Pasuk Sashanem, Vahi, the Shleim Shivim Elef, Nesei Sabal, Ushmanel Elef Chesifar, Shleim Elef had 70,000 that carried the loads. And 80,000 that were stuck in the chopping in the quarry in the mountains. Says Gemara, one second. Who said that 70,000, 80,000 were Gerim? Maybe they were originally Israel, maybe 150,000 Yidden, not Gerim. Oved, it says that Shlomo Melech didn't enslave anyone. Sounds like these were Gerim. Vidilma Dugzer Balma. Maybe they were hired workers. Maybe they weren't Gerim. And they weren't slaves, they were stam hired workers. The clear. You count all those that were Gerim and Yisrael, 150,000. So if the pasuk more clear, this pasuk in Divrei Yavim speaks to that more clearly, that these 70,000 plus 80,000 were actually Gerim. The first of them is Gerim, so indeed, these 150,000 Gerim. What's the obvious question? Obvious question is, we just had a daf Ayin Vav, a couple of bodyguards, he's shaking him, very good, Lizer. I'm not sure if that was the daf you gave, even, but we just had, maybe it was, maybe it wasn't, but what do we have? Exactly, we didn't accept Gerim in the times of David, in the times of Shlomo. We didn't accept Gerim in those times. What does it mean? We have Gerim, 150,000 Gerim, right away in the times of David and Shlomo. It's clear, after the story with how David got retribution on behalf of the Gevainim, on behalf of the Gesinim, it says there's 150,000 Gerim that were working for Shlomo. What's going on over here? It says the Tesis on Daf Chav Dalet, Tesis in Amr Zechta. So this is the third time reading we've had the Mesechta. We had Daf Chav Dalet. We refer to this idea of not accepting Gerim in the times of Shlomo Melech. And Dav Melch, we had back in the Fayyim Vav a couple of months ago, and again over here, says, Teisvis on Dav Chav Dalet, that these Gerim were Megayer Me'atzman. Similar, I'm not sure what that means, honestly, but these Gerim, look at the Lashon Teis over there, and the Chav Dalet, these Gerim were Megayer Me'atzman. Similarly, the connection to the Lashon we have in the Megillah, where after Klai Yisrael were given the right to fight back for themselves, right? Rabbim, and it was revealed that Esther was the queen, and Mordechai was a wonderful leader. For Rabbim, Mnei Amim, Misyahadim. Many of the other nations, this is the Megillah, many of the people amongst the other nations were Misyahadim, they became Yidden. We accepted Gerim then, or Tay says no. We didn't accept them as Gerim. They became Yidden on their own. They wanted to become Gerim. They became Gerim alone. I'm not sure exactly what the process is. What does it mean? Maybe they weren't fully Yidden. They just were acting as Yidden. I don't know. I don't know exactly what that means. But that's Tay connects to over here. After these 150,000 were Megayer on their own, they weren't accepted necessarily by Abed Megayer. No, that's Tay. The Ritz of the Rashi say that no, they were accepted as Gerim. You know how? Not by the proper Bezdin of Klai Yisrael, the Bezdin of Gadol, or the Bezdin of 23, or even the Bezdin of 3 of the Chashuva Bezdins in Klai Yisrael. It was Bezdin Shel Yaitis, 3 Yaitis that ultimately go and accept a Ger, even if they're not supposed to. It works, but the Evid, it works. So 150,000 of them were able to find regular people that were not so learned, that didn't realize this did of not accepting Gerim, and Bidyev, once the Gerim accepted, it works. Then said the Ritva, perhaps you don't need any of these answers about the Jaitis or about the Taysang, you maybe say more simple. The whole reason we don't accept Gerim in the times of Davin and Shleim is because they're gonna be allured by the wrong ideas. Klai Yisrael has Melucha, it's glorious to be part of Klai Yisrael. They want to join just because it's so fancy. Over here it's very clear, the Gemara says. They pass by the seven hanging descendants of Shaul, they asked about what happened, they heard about the amazing justice that's carried out, that the royalty gets killed for harming the the gerim, gerurim, and they realize it's such a justice system in Gaisel, they want to join for the right reasons. You want to join for the right reasons? Even in times of Davar Shleima, you can accept gerim as long as you know they're doing for the right reasons. And over here it's clear they were doing for the right reasons, so this, therefore they're accepted. Okay, that's the answer. It's actually, yeah, that's supposed to say, yeah. Yeah, that was the worst kasha. How do you do that? Sorry? No, they were hung, and they were left hanging there over a period of time, including the night. The first question was, how do you let them hang overnight? That the more answered, that is achas al the Shabbayim. But they saw them, those who were passing by saw them, and I don't know how long they were hung there for, but once they saw them, it could be chavr to chavr, other people heard about it, that made the rash. Okay. Unasinim, David Gazalam. Ask the Gemara, the Kashi we referenced earlier before we started today. Nasinim was David Gazalam, Meisha Gazalam. Meisha Menos Gazer on the Nasinim, Dersiv, Mechaita Vitzecha, Ad Shevimecha. The woodchoppers and the water schleppers, it was, they were already referenced back in by Meisha Rabbeinu, back in Parashas Netzavim, right? Says the Gemara, Meisha Gazer Lahu Dara. Meisha was Gazer for that generation. David Gazer Kula Dara. Meisha Rabbeinu was Gazer for that specific generation. David Melch was Gazer for all of the succeeding, the future generations. Ask the Gemara one second, even before Meisha, besides Meisha and David. Akati Yeshua Gazer Lahem. Tichsir Ve'inem Yeshua Be'yamehu. Chayit Ve'eitz Ve'shevimayim. Lo'eda L'mizbeach Hashem. L'mizbeach Hashem. So again, same type of answer. Yeshua Gazer B'zmanish B'zmanish Kaim. So Meisha Rabbeinu was Gazer Dara and David Melch was forever. Yeshua, what was really the Yeshua come in? He was Gazer caused by the Beis Mishkayim. David Gazer and the status of Gavainim applies even when the Beis Mishkayim is not Kayim. They don't have the same Rachmanas, Baishanas, Kam Chasadim as we have. We shouldn't marry into Gavainim. Darmechus Gezer, even when the Beis Mishkayim is no longer Kayim. Says Gemara now, one addendum to this whole story. Ayitas on Beis Matah. Bimei Rebbe, Bikshulat and Asinim. In the days of Rebbe, they wanted to be Matir. They wanted to be Matir the Nesinim. Aye, how could they do that? Really, top Rashi addresses it, but we'll just go to the place on the side of the page. Maybe it's just a little shorter. Bimei Rebbe Bikshalat the Nesinim. Ain Zem Vatal Divir Bezdin Chaveri. How could Bimei Rebbe the Vatal Bezdin that came way before them, David Melch's time? How could Vatal Bezdin that was earlier, greater, says Tosis, not being Vatal Bezdin? Why? Because the Hefker Bezdin Hefker. That's the same answer that Rashi gives. From the later on, the Daf Pei Tes, the Hefker Bez Hefker, which is an interesting answer, because the Gezer and the Gevainim was twofold. Yes, that they should be Vassar Schleppers and Water Choppers, that to be their job, and then they get sustained by the Yidden, but they can't marry to the fold. There's like Isser and there's Mamanis. Seems like it's almost like Tolis Abazet. They want to be Matir, have to be Matir, later generation, Mafkir. Hefker Bez Hefker, Hefker they could do, best to be Mafkir. What's the Mafkir? Seems like automatically the Isser was full of some sort of Lumbus along those lines. They're clearly addressing the question. It seems like they're connecting these two elements. Lamaisa, what happened? Amalei, Rebbe Chalkeinu not here. Rebbe said to them, "Our chelik we can matter, chelik mizbeach miyater. Our chelik we can matter, but we have no power to matter the chelik mizbeach." First point out, love dafik to Rebbe mean there's no power. Not so much we can't do it. We can because hefker bez hefker allows us to be mafker. They have power over the base of English, over the monetary elements of the base of English as well. Rather, it's actually Taisus Ksuvus Dav Chavtes explains that Rebbe meant to say it's not proper for us to be matter that which belongs to the base of English. Not that we cannot do it. We don't have the kayach. We have the kayach. It just wouldn't be the right thing to do. Upliga dar b'chib abba. And Rebbe's shita argues b'chib abba dar b'chib abba. Amar b'yechlin chelik eda l'ilam aser. The chelik of the eda is forever aser. Even if the base mishkayim is destroyed, the chelik amongst the eda is aser. Chelik mizbeach. Over the chelik mizbeach, the base mishkayim aser. The base mishkayim shari. Adrab the chelik mizbeach close by the base mishkayim around is aser. But once the base mishkayim is no longer around, it's not aser b'chlal. And therefore, adrab that shouldn't be an issue for us to be mafker the chelik of the gavayim that belonged to the chelik mizbeach, chelik gavaya, because the base mishkayim was no longer around in Rebbe's days, and therefore he should have been able to. That would have been a good enough reason to. That would have been enough for them to have the power to get rid of the gzeira and the gavayim. Again, the Maaser Rebbe disagreed with Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba. Okay, I'm Rabbi Shua. Look at the Mishnah. I'm Rabbi Shua. Shamati Shesris Chelitz. Before we see the Mishnah, it's important to remind ourselves: Sris is someone who can't have children. It's in the family of Psuadaka, Kroshivcha, can't have children. And there's different, by the way, I should say, there are really two types of Sris. There's someone who's born that way, and there's someone who, Lashon HaGemara is going to be, Sris Chama means, the Mishnah, Sris Chama is someone that was born that way, whereas Sris Adam is someone that had an accident. It doesn't have to be Adam, it could be an animal, it could be just he fell himself, but I mean, that's still Adam. It could be some sort of accident happened to be the Adam, but there's again, there's Sris Chama that he was born that way, and there's Sris Adam where it happened after he was already born, it happened via a person or some sort of accident. Okay, with that in mind, we'll go to the Mishnah. I'm Rishua. Shemati Shesris Chalitza, a Sris could perform Chalitza, and you do Chalitza if he was married, and he dies without children, his brother do Chalitza as his wife. And we'll actually see her first to Yim as well. But I also heard opposite. I heard opposite that a Swiss cannot do chalitza, nor do you do chalitza's wife in the farish. I can't explain this obvious contradiction. He has chalitza and you do chalitza's wife. He does have chalitza. You don't do chalitza's wife. Amar Bekiva. And he farish. Bekiva says, I'll explain. Swiss Adam, a person that's a Swiss pita Adam, chalitza v'chos lishtay. A person that's a Swiss pita Adam, he does chalitza to his brother's wife, and he can, and chalitza could be performed to his wife. Why? Both these dinim mishay yisrael shas kasher. He once was physically capable, and then he's in the parsha of his marriage is a marriage, and the chalitza needs to be done to his wife, and furthermore, he can do an act of chalitza to his brother's wife. Swiss chama, however, is swiss chama for someone that's born that way. Lechalitza v'chos nishtay, you cannot do chalitza to, you don't do chalitza to his wife, nor does he do chalitza. That is Rabbi Kiva's explanation. Rabbi Elazar Amar, opposite. Like he's a stark lush, which is another day enough, right? Like he's a strong lush, and he's saying it should be exact opposite. Swiss Chama does chalitza and you do chalitza's wife. Why meshesh lefua? Because if Swiss Chama was born that way, you never know. Maybe they'll be able to heal him and he'll get a refua. Whereas Swiss Adam, where his mutilated, some sort of accident took place, he cannot do chalitza and nor do chalitza his wife, meshesh lefua, because no refua, there's no cure for his issue. Hey, Rabbi Shuv Mesira on Ben Megusas. Rabbi Shuv Mesira said an Edus on Ben Megusas. That was a person, Shei Bishlayim, who's in Shlayim, Sris Adam, who was Sris Adam, the Yibba Sishtay, and then the Yibba to his wife. He died, and Yibba was done with his wife. Who is that like? Of course, that's like Rabbi Kiva. The kind of Rabbi Kiva said that Sris Adam is someone that once had a Shas Akesha, and therefore his wife can Yibba can be done to his wife, or Chalitza can be done to his wife, and he can do this kind of stuff, do Chalitza to his brother's wife, if his brother dies. Now notice, in the whole first part of the Mishnah, it was just referring to whether he does Chalitza, or you do Chalitza to his wife, whether it's Adam, Shas Ham, Machlekes, Bekiva, and Rabbi Yezer. But it was all about Chalitza. In this story, it's very clear that the Edus of Ben Megusas was that actually wasn't just Chalitza, it was even Yibam. The Gemara is going to address that little dix, come up right away in the first conversation, that the logic is pretty straightforward. If you're telling me that a person who is a Swiss Adman, say, according to Bekiva, his wife, if he dies without children, because it was a proper marriage, his wife is subject to Chalitza, would make sense that you could do Yibam to his wife as well, and that was actually the Maisa Shoya, that Yibam must perform to this fellow's wife. Okay, back to the Mishnah. Hasris Lechutz Kimbabim. Hasris should not do Chalitza. No, Yibam. Again, this is a repetition of the din, according to Rabbi Kiva, referring to Swiss Chama. According to Rabbi Elazar, referring to Swiss Adam. But we're saying, whoever that Swiss is that's out of the parsha, he doesn't do chalitza. Yibam is really just a heading for the next part of the mission. The Mar is going to explain in tomorrow's daf why it repeated this din. Okay. V'chein ayinless, like chalitza from Mr. Vemis. It's just like a Swiss doesn't do chalitza Yibam. Ayinless, the female, if she's ayinless, she doesn't do chalitza, nor does she do Yibam. Hasrish Yechot Levimta Leposla. A Swiss that's, again, disqualified the chalitza from the parsha. If he did perform chalitza, doesn't pass from Kuna. It's garnished. Chalitza is nothing. Bala, however, if he did be with her, he's not supposed to be doing Yibam. That means a Bia Psula, it's Isser, Basla, that does pass her from marrying it to Guna. May she be with us, because he was over she's Shem Zaina, because it'd be his mystic place. Similarly, an island and the brothers declare to her, like Pasla, it doesn't make her Pasla from Kahuna, because the islandess. Her chalitza is nothing. There's only chalitza. The chalitza done is nothing. Obviously, we had earlier in Masechta, we spoke about a kayin, but it's what did anyone. The islandess, when she goes and gets married now, she's not married to a kayin, but she's married a kayin who already has another wife or has other children ready because she's an islandess. Okay, separate. That's Alchemist Puravu. We had not so long ago, a couple weeks back. Says more further, Mishnah further. So islandess, chalitza, achon, like pasul, does basler. However, Balua, if the brothers had bia with her, that would of course, basler, may she bless bia zus, because again, that is a bia zus. Michti. Says the Gemara. Shamil Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva is the one that says the Swiss Adam who does chalitza, could do chalitza. Ask the Gemara. Rabbi Kiva is the one that says chayv alavim, chayv akrisis tami. Rabbi Kiva early in the Masechta, we have multiple times where he yells chayv alavim, is like chayv akrisis, that Charles and Mamzer, Kushas and Achal, the chayv akrisis, lamine, chalitza v'yim and anu, and we know chayv akrisis, do not have a din of Yibam, chalitza, they're out of the Parsha. So over here, Swiss is the din of Pesu Daka, Swiss is Pesu Daka, it's part of the Lavim, of Levim Kal Shem, so L'chayra, why over here, is there B'chlal, Shaychus to Yib Mechlitza, is a Chayv Lavim, Amr B'Ami, Hachem Eskim, there's three answers, answer number one, Amr B'Ami, Hachem Eskim, Kach Nasa Achav Gieris, the case is, where the brother married Gieris, so this guy is a Swiss. His brother went and married a Gieris. For the Kiva Savla Kabesi, Dama Nice Chazar a couple of ago, Kal Gerim like a Kal. Kiva holds a Kabesi holds that Kal Gerim is not called the Kal. So we see Levi Psudaka, but Kal Shem, it means he can't go to Kal Shem, but a Ger,
According to Beisi, Rabbi Yehuda argues, of course, but according to Beisi, a ger is considered, is not called kal, and a psudah can marry a ger. So in this, a ger is. So in this case, Reuven was a sris, his brother Shimon married a ger, and therefore he could do even to her. Yach yivim adam yabim, ask the Gemara Sotaka. He could do even most of, why are we stressing the Mishnah? You do chlitza, right? We focus on chlitza, focus on yibim as well. Gemara says, you're right, and a chanami. The reason why he focused on yibim is because Lashon Bishur. Bishur said Shemati, that the sris could do chlitza, and you do chlitza's wife, and Shemati, he can't do chlitza, and he gave it to chlitza's wife. So he focused on chlitza, so Rabbi Kiva focused on chlitza. But the truth is, he could do yibim, says the Gemara, Aydam Rabbi Shur Chalitz is Amrilun Ami. Chalitz, because Rabbi Shur said chlitza, Rabbi Kiva spoke in terms of chlitza. But Adraba, really, yibim also is permissible in this case. Thank you, Abbas, but do it. We point out the stigma around the Mishnah. The Tani Haid, Rabbi Shur, Rabbi Shur, Rabbi Shur said, Abba Magusas, the fellow named Abba Magusas, Shay Bishlaim is Yushlaim, Swiss Adam, and he was a Swiss Adam. Yivmai as Ishtar, when he died, they did Yim to his wife, the kind of Kivish, probably not to become the words of Akiva, and that was a raya that what? That a Swiss Adam, one can do Yibam, the Swiss Adam could perform Chalitza to his brother's wife or Yibam, and he can, and Chalitza or Yibam is performed to his wife. We see over there that even though Lush in the Mishnah was talking about Chalitza, in the story it spoke about Yibam, Shema Amina, that's Labdav Chalitza, it's what then Yibam, and in this case, Reuven, who's a Swiss, can marry the Gyeri's sister in law, Shimon's wife. Because it's Sris Adam, he can do Yibam, and he can marry, even though he's a Sris, because she's a Ger, and Kal Ger, like a Kal. Ask them for 1 second. Masav Rabbah, that's all great, until we have a Brisa that we're quoting. This Brisa doesn't speak out explicitly, is a Shita of Rabbi Kiva. And this Shita of Rabbi Kiva seems to say not like that. Masav Rabbah, Psudaka Kurshivcha, Sris Adam, Vazakin, Psudaka, Kurshivcha, that's right, Psudaka means that the testicles were crushed, and the Krishivcha, we had this at length, Peskav Abad, Krishivcha is that the member was severed, and they have the Sris Adam, our case that we've been discussing, Vazaki, an elderly person who just can't have children, Achazam Yabim, they could do Chlitz or Yibim, Ketzan, Mesu, if they die without children, Vlam Nashim, Vlam Achim, and they have brothers, and of course they have widows that survive, Vamdu Achim, Vasu, Maimer, Benishazam, and the brothers went and did Maimer to their wives, Vinosu get, or they gave a get, Ashchatz, or they did Chalitza, Mashasas, what was done is done. Then Balakadu, if they did Yibam, then they're Kaina. Mesu Achim, if the brothers die, and therefore the wives fall to these type of men for Yibam, Talach is, Amduain, if they got up, and Vasu Maimer, Benishazam, they did Maimer, Vinosu get, or they gave a get, Ashchatz, or they did Chalitza, Mashasasu, then Balakadu, if they did Bia, they're Kaina. However, here's the key, Vasu Lakaiman. But it's also for them to be kind of Mishav Shemar Leva Pesudaka Kushivcha B'Gal Hashem, because the pasuk says you can't marry Pesudaka Kushivcha B'Gal Hashem. So the even that was done is done. What they had done is done, but they cannot stay married because of the iser. Now clearly this brisa, again, it doesn't say clearly it's Rabbi Kiva, but it must be talking about Rabbi Kiva. And the brisa clearly learns that our topic, our conversation, is referring to a case of Kal Hashem. So as much as Rav Ami had a Gishmaka answer, it doesn't fully answer the question, because we have a case where Rabbi Kiva is talking about in terms of a non-gerim, Kal Hashem, he himself employs the Pasuk of Tzudak of Kusif Kal Hashem, and he still says the Yibam is okay. So back to the question, why is the Yibam okay according to Rabbi Kiva? I understand why you can't stay married because Levi Tzudak of Hashem, but according to Rabbi Kiva, Salav, the Yibam should have been okay in the first place. It should be a Chavik Rishas. What's going on over here? Elam Rabba, Kaishin Nafla, Umpasef Nifsa. The case is, of Rabbi Kiva, Sris Adam is, where you could do Chalitza, is where she fell to the Yavam when he was healthy, and then he became wounded. So he could perform Chalitza because she fell, and the real Zika came about. And then he became Balmum. He became this psul of Sris. So you can't do Yibam, but the chalitza could be done because there was a real zikir. I'm a baye. Place Yisur Tzudaka v'ches Asad Yibam. Understand? Let the Yisur Tzudaka push away the Asad Yibam, and you wouldn't have to do the zika. Should be gone. Let it pop off the zika that existed. As we have elsewhere, the Mishnah, this is a Mishnah that's coming up in 30 blah, but we've already referenced it multiple times in the Masechta. In Miana, when you have, let's say, a girl that's married as a Ketana, i.e. a mother and a brother, so it's a marriage to Rabbanan, and her sister falls to Yibam to her husband, so we say as follows, if she is Mian, her marriage is annulled, and her older sister that felt Yibam could do Yibam with the husband. You wait till she gets older. And when she gets older and she stays married with her husband, this marriage to Rabbanan morphs into marriage to Raisa, and then it'll pop off the Zika to all the sisters. So we see, even though the Zika already existed, it could just pop off when there's an Erev in this place. This Achazisha comes and pops off the existing Zika. You're right, when she felt Yibam, there wasn't Psudaka. But now they became Tzedakah, let the Issa Tzedakah pop off the existing Zika, Ella, Amar Beisa, so finally a third explanation. What's the case for Bekiva? Holds Chayv Lavim is like Croesus, and yet he's allowing for the Pesudaka to have a story of Chalitza Ibam, of Zika Bechal, Haitana, Hachtana de Bekivi. It's the town of Rabbi Kiva. Remember, Rabbi Chalikas, early Mesechta, Rabbi Chalikas, in Rabbi Kiva alone, we had the Mishnah of Rabbi Kiva to a few days in the Gemara, Visheva, I forgot again, if it applies even to Haseis, or Lysa Seis, remember the Lashon HaKatar over there. So there's a Chalikas in the Tanaim in Rabbi Kiva who says to Amar, the simple answer is that we had a mandam back then that says that when Rabbi Kiva says that Chayv Lavim have a din of mamzer, make a mamzer, have a din like Chayv Krisis to us, is only where Chayv Lavim have a she'er, a lav related to like a relationship, related to a marriage. But Chayv Lavim, Suadaka, is a separate type of Chayv Lavim that even Rabbi Kiva would agree. Again, we had other sheetahs that held every Chayv Lavim, we had other sheetahs that held even Chayv Asei, according to Rabbi Kiva, have the status. But again, this Tana of our Mishnah is going, like, is the Tana that holds the Rabbi Kiva, only Chayv Lavim, the Sheer, whereas Suadaka is not a Chayv Lavim, which has the status that makes a Mamzer, has the status of Chayv Kusis, and therefore it still would be Yazak to Ibam, and therefore the Oshakatai in the Mishnah does apply. The Oshakatai applies that we're saying that there is a discussion about doing Chalitza to these people's wives, or them doing Chalitza to their sister in laws, because the Zika would still exist. We'll pause over here and pick up from Ikri Khan and Mr. Tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.